W.F. Howes presents an unabridged recording of 24 Hours in the Viking World, A Day in the Life of the People Who Lived There, by Kirsten Wolfe. Narrated by Esther Wayne. Introduction. This book takes place in the Viking Age, which, broadly speaking, spans the period 800 to 1100. The focus is primarily on mainland Scandinavia, Denmark, Norway, Sweden, and Iceland. During these three centuries, Iceland was fully settled and Scandinavia underwent major changes. The modern kingdoms of Denmark, Norway, and Sweden took shape. The first towns were established, and the pagan Scandinavian religion was gradually abandoned in favour of Christianity. Moreover, the Viking Age witnessed rapid technological developments. It was during that time that bridges and fortresses, such as the Ring Forts, the most famous being Trelleborg in Denmark, were built. Great advances were also made in shipbuilding and navigation, which enabled the Scandinavians to travel long distances and spread wider in the world than any other European people had done, and would do, until the voyages and colonizations that followed in the wake of the discoveries of Columbus. In the course of the Viking Age, the world of the Scandinavians greatly increased in size, and by necessity, the picture that is presented of them in this book includes only a fraction of that world. For it must be recognized that the life of a Viking marauder was quite different from that of a baker, shipbuilder, or housewife. Also, it must be borne in mind that there were local variations in terms of lifestyle and professions. Scandinavia, in the somewhat broader meaning of the word, is a vast area. It runs from 55 degrees north into the Arctic Ocean, a distance of more than 2,000 kilometres, 1,200 miles, and from the western tip of Iceland at 24 degrees west of Greenwich to the eastern border of Norway and Finland at 31 degrees east. Geographically and climatologically, the countries are very different. Denmark is flat, and much of the country is a patchwork of white coastal beaches, blue lakes, and green fields. About two-thirds of Norway consists of high mountains, and large areas of the rugged mountains are bare rock. The northern part of Sweden is mountainous, whereas the central and southern parts consist of lowlands and highlands. Iceland is a volcanic island. The land is a
Sample complete. Ready to continue?